What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine.
And Caroline. Today we're going to play a game.
The he's a 10 but or he's a whatever but game.
I feel like everyone's having a lot of fun with this on TikTok, and so we decided why not get them from you guys. Have you guys submit like he's a 10 but, he's a 6 but, and then we just give our opinions and we see if they're the same as each other.
Maybe true. You guys this agree. Is like a glorified double take.
Yeah. We thought it was time for a little bit of a fun episode, one that you can like listen to on a hot girl walk and just laugh along with for
also
a
if nice you, casual time. If you want to play along, go for it. Like if for any of these, if you have a good answer or are like this actually happened to me or have an argument, let us know. You guys know at Girls with Goals Pod, TikTok, Instagram, like let us know. And I feel like that'll be super interesting. Also, if you do want to play along, we're going to be doing he's a whatever and answering for our personal experience. But literally all of these, you can like change the pronouns, make it whatever you want if you exactly. do want to play along. Because I don't think anything is specific.
No, I don't think so either.
I would hope not, because you guys got really creative.
Most of it's not like physical appearance either. Like
that is the one thing I like about this.
I think that's where the game becomes fun. That it's, I mean, people do like throw a height in there or something. But like, I feel like other than that, it's not physical appearance based. It's more so like actions and interests and all of those things based, which is okay.
I think it's fun.
We could all have like preferences about those things.
Yeah, also none of these are like
have physical preferences
serious.
As long as it's not like body shaming, you know?
Exactly. All this is all joke and personal preference. If I say someone's a 2 and Carolyn says someone's a 10, then respect it.
Respect. Before we get into it though, let's do a quick highs, lows, and goals for the week. Okay. Well, my high of the week is that I launched my online one-on-one personal training, and so this week I have just been working really hard building out those personalized plans for a lot of you guys, because a lot of you are podcast listeners, which was really cool. When we had those meetings, you're like, I listen to the podcast, and I was like, okay, well, let me give you a discount because I appreciate you. And that is how the conversation went. And now I've just been working hard on that. And so that's been a real high of the week because, I mean, it's really relieving when you start a new thing and you kind of like have a little bit of self-doubt about it or anything like that because that's so natural. But then when things go well and you like can prove to yourself that like you do work hard and you have earned the things that you've worked for and all of that, that's a really good feeling. And so being able to work hard on that and work with so many of you guys has been a real high for my week.
My high for the week is, I'm trying to think back. I feel like this week I've seen a lot of people. It's been a social week, which has been good. So that's my high. My low for the week is that because of that, and doing, like, work and balancing everything else with having a very social week, I'm exhausted. But the past couple days have been kind of, like, gloomy, kind of cold out, which right now it's summer. So those have been good, like, reset days. Because if it was sunny, I would not take a reset. Like, I would not take time to slow down or be like, oh, I'm going to, like, extra clean my room today rather than just like putting things away. You know what I mean? Sometimes I like the gloomier days. Mm-hmm. On occasion, because it does allow for you to like have time to do things that maybe you wouldn't if it was sunny out.
Goal? My low is just that overall, like, especially with the launch of the new online training, I have been very busy this week and I feel like I have let that make me just kind of like neglect myself and my own personal well-being a little bit, whereas I'd like been in a really great self-care, feeling great, being good to myself routine. And so I feel like I just kind of neglected some of those good habits, maybe slipped into some like more negative habits, letting myself get a bit overwhelmed and stuff. And so, I mean, that inevitably happens at every point, but I mean, it's always a low kind of when you feel like you're not really doing everything that you can to like feel your best, be your best. And so that just means that that's my goal for this next week, is to find a little bit better of a work-life balance and making sure that I'm like prioritizing the basic self-care needs for myself.
My goal is to read, because I've been trying to read this book for genuinely a month. And I was like, I'm gonna take my time. Like, I'm highlighting things. I'm like writing notes in it, because it's a book where I agree with 50% of the stuff and I disagree with 50%. So I really like that because I'm able to actually think a lot more mm-hmm. rather than just being like, yes, yes, yes. So it's been taking me a lot if I'm like highlighting and which I like. Like I'm intentionally doing that so I can get more out of it. But I looked down the other day. I'm on page 7.
What?
I'm on page, it's been like 4 weeks. I'm on page 7.
Oh, that's worse than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I'm on page 7. And honestly, it's not that bad because I've only read it like 4 times. Like 4.
Oh, like you've only
very
had 4
short periods of time that I've been reading it.
Average of a page and a half each.
But it's, yeah. 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 I've also reread sections. Like, I reread pages like 3 to 7 because I read them. Uh-huh. And then I was like, well, I actually want to go through with a pen.
Yeah.
And so I reread it.
That actually is one thing that I did this week was read. I was like, I feel like I neglected kind of like the bare minimum. The bare minimum. Like my journaling that I like to do. Like, I don't know, just like regular kind of keeping myself together kind of things. But I did read an entire book in 2 days. I read the book Normal People. And it was really good. Like, I really enjoyed it. It was a very, like, escape into the story, kind of like you're really invested in it. So I read the whole thing in 2 days because also I know that it's a Hulu series. So I was like, the faster I finish reading this, the faster I can then watch it. Because if something is a series and I have the book, I'm like, of course, I'm going to read the book first. But I also have seen, has anybody watched a brand new show came out, The Summer I Turned Pretty? And I know that that's a book as well.
Is that what
and,
you've like, been watching?
No, I haven't started it, but it just came out, like, on Friday on Amazon Prime Video or whatever, and it's supposed to be, like, really, really good, but it's also a book series, and it's a trilogy, but I'm pretty sure this season one of the series just covers the first book, so I'm like, do
so you
I
can,
watch
like, take
that
it
first, or do I read the book first? I don't
know.
Well,
if
know.
It's only the first book, read the first book, then watch the
That's
first
what I'm
part,
thinking,
and then
because
you can keep reading.
Now I can watch the Normal People series, and then I can read The Summer I Turned Pretty book. I think that's my plan. Okay. It seems really good. So, I don't know. If anyone has any feedback, let me know on the book
if anyone's
or
read
on
or watched any of them.
The show.
But anyways. Yeah, highs, lows, and goals of the week. That was that.
Yes. Okay, let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right.
We asked on both of our personal Instagrams and on the Girls with Goals Instagram.
Please,
so
let
we
me
have
tell you.
So many. And these, like, they were creative and I love it.
These have been rolling in and, like, some of you are so funny. And, like, some of them are, like, it's kind of serious, too, which is nice. We can, like, actually, like, talk about
but
that.
Some
but
of them are just the
some
most
of them are just so funny. And also, some seem to me like they're coming from personal experience.
Right, some are a little anecdotal.
Okay, yeah. I'm gonna take a sip of water before we get into this.
He's an 8, but believes in fad diets.
4. Yeah, that's unattractive. Do 4. Your research, yeah. 4.
Yeah, 4. Educate yourself.
Educate yourself. He's a 7, but he eats sloppy.
5.
Yeah, 5. And Catherine's big on manners. And Catherine likes to say
huge
that she always notices someone's manners. So I feel like
if
that
we,
would
like,
be
go out to dinner in a group or whatever, like, first time going out to dinner with people, I will judge you based on where you place your, like, do you have manners? Do you have table etiquette?
Mm.
Is your napkin on your lap? Like, at what point did you put the napkin on your lap, right? Was it a right when you sat down? Are we waiting till the food is on the table? Did you never put your napkin on your lap? I will be watching.
He's a 10, but drives a moped.
Does he have any other vehicles? Because if the moped is just like a fun little activity.
It's like a fun summer bop around.
But if that is your main mode of transportation.
8? Honestly,
like 8, it's not that
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, 8. And I
most
would say
people,
like, if you
yeah.
have another vehicle too and you just kind of like. It's like you're bopping around on the moped for the summer. Like, you stay a 10,
you
I
stay
think.
A 10 if it's, yeah. But if it's, like, your one means of transportation. My only thought is because what if it's raining and then you, like, can't go anywhere?
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I mean, we live, like, where we live on the East Coast, I feel like it's kind of popular for people to have,
yeah.
The Honda
so I don't,
Ruckus.
A little Ruckus,
the
actually.
The Honda Ruckus. Like, people have those. And but it's, like, nobody's number one mode of transportation, not that I know of. And so I actually think it's kind of cool. Essentially, but like I do get kind of scared riding those things. Yeah.
For that.
Okay. I wouldn't dock anything.
He's a 4, but he cooks with the towel over his shoulder. 6.
I've never thought about that, but, like, it's actually kind of attractive when you picture it. So, yes.
Because, number one, he's cooking.
He's cooking for you.
He's huge. Cooking.
That's huge.
In general, like, when he knows how to exist as a person.
That's, like, kind of a fun image. Like, a towel over the shoulder that gives, like, confidence. Like, he's, like, confident in what he's doing.
Comfortable in that situation.
Yeah. Okay, wait. This one seems a little bit personal experience. He's a 7, but he's my brother's best friend's brother.
Right. 10.
Yeah.
Immediate 12.
Yeah.
That immediate, like, up. 16, I would say. For sure.
Okay, wait. Brother's best friend's brother. That's different than brother's best friend.
Oh, whoa. It's I thought it said brother's best friend.
It's brother's best friend's brother.
What was the original number?
That could be fun. Like, you could hang out with your brothers. Like, I love a good, like, mixing the family situation. I really do. It's fun. Like, just I like being friends with my friend's siblings.
Yeah, I will get, like, I love getting close with the siblings. Yeah. Like, let me say hi to the family.
That's fun. So, wait, what did this start as? A 7? I would say that goes at least up to a 9. Maybe not a 10, but, like, yeah. I think that's a plus.
Best friend's brother would be an automatic 10 to 12. But best friend's brother's friend makes it.
No, it's brother's best friend's brother.
Okay, brother's best friend's brother is an 8. So, answer to your question, 8. However, yeah. I'm just gonna put it out there. If he's a, what was it, 7?
Yeah.
He's a 7, but he's your brother's best friend. He's an automatic 12.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Not that either of us has a brother, but just, like, he's a 4, but he wakes up every morning to journal, work out, and eat a healthy breakfast.
Okay.
So, like, he's a man with a routine.
6.
He likes to take care of himself. It's hard to picture, like, what a 4 starts as. 6.5.
He's a 2, but your family adores him. He stays a 2.
3. Like, you're because doing something, right? You're
right.
How can he be a 2, though, if your family loves him? Like, I just don't think my family would, like, love a 2.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know what
because
I'm saying?
Because as a 2, what are you bringing to the table that my family would enjoy? You know what I mean?
Mm.
What are you offering?
There must be, like, something there. The 2 must be, like, a really strong 2 for, like, what it is. So maybe a 3.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. But if it was, like, a 5 and your family loves him, like, 7.
Yeah.
It would go up to a 7.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, that's exponential at that point.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 6, but we were childhood best friends and I love his family.
Oh, 10.
9.
Yeah, that's like, a plus.
That's, like, he's a 1, but all caps, the humor. I think he stays a 1 because people can be funny. People can be really funny, but where's the charm? Where's the charisma? What's drawing you in? If he's a 1, humor's not going to save that, right? Because if he's a 1 and he's funny as hell, he's still a 1.
I'll let that one stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can respect the humor, right? But like, number-wise, you're staying a 1. He's a 5, but he's 6'4", has tattoos, and he's my best friend's brother.
Someone wrote 17. That whole situation
like, he's
in.
A 7. Front, number one, I think that's a personal anecdote over there. And he's a 17 at that point. He goes from a 5 to an actual 17.
He started as a 5, but he's a 6'4".
Tattooed,
with tattoos,
yeah.
5.
Huh. Best friend's brother.
That's 3 moves in the upwards direction.
That's through the roof.
That's, yeah.
That's, like, basically, if each of those count as, like, 2 bonus points.
It's an 11.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good situation. He's an 8, but he only listens to Big Booty remixes when he lifts.
6.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What?
This one's really good.
What?
Okay. He's a 3, but his mother taught him how to clean. 6.
Yeah, 6. I was going to say
that's like a solid.
Like, really clean.
Like, being able to actually, like, hygiene, take care of your space, take care of yourself, like,
and mine as well. Like, if you're gonna, like, clean after me and, like, want to do that and enjoy it, that's bonus points.
You just doubled your score for having some life maintenance skills.
And Catherine and I talk about this a lot. He's a 10, but he doesn't have as much motivation as me. I think 7.
6.
It doesn't make them a bad person, but, like, one of my
compatibility
biggest
wise
qualities,
it's not gonna
yeah.
work, you know
one
what
of
I mean?
My biggest qualities in someone else is, like, I like a motivated aspirational person. That's, like, one of my top qualities. So it would have to be a 3-point doc for me.
He's a solid 10, but he's clingy. And he wears flip-flops, 2.
You think 2? Which one docs more?
The flip-flops. like a 6 with the flip flop. Why are you wearing
Honestly, if he's 10, if he's a 10, I would want him to cling. Almost.
But like, there's a difference between being like
into you.
Attentive and clingy. Huge difference.
Okay, yeah. But if he's a 10 and he's clingy, for me, it would drop to like an 8 or a 9.
But he's wearing flip flops. Like, he consistently wears flip flops. Like, those are his go to shoes.
7. I put this person at a 7.
I'm standing by the 2. Like, the most embarrassment is not realistic.
Like, are we talking like Havaianas or like a high qual sandal?
Like, I don't think that's going to make a difference.
Like, they're flippy floppity. Like, they're flip-flops. Like, they're plastic old navy flip-flops. That's low. But I feel like some people...
Why are your toes out? Like, we're in public. I would sooner go barefoot into Trader Joe's than wear flip-flops.
It feels more
naked. It feels wrong. It feels worse. Right, it's just... I hate them.
Literal shivers. He's a 5, but he's in the airport.
12.
Realistically, 8.
But the laws are null. There's no laws and void at the airport. Yeah.
Anyone who... Actually, no, that's so true. Anyone who is your age at the airport is like a 10.
No, because the other day I was at the airport and there was someone... Because we were at the airport together and she had gone to the bathroom or like gone to get coffee. Oh. And there was no one else there. And I was like... At the point where I know we're the same age, I know this, he's sitting like right across me, we're the same age. I'm like, I can't make eye contact. Like, I physically am like not making eye contact because there's so much like awareness of the fact that we are both in the airport right now at the same time. And finally,
there's always the awareness.
It's just the awareness. And all of a sudden, after like 15 minutes, he gets up to go do something. And so I like looked at him and I was like, what in the world was going on in my head? Because that's a 2, and I'm acting like this is like a 12 sitting across from me, and I'm like acting up. I'm like, what are we doing?
The idea of meeting somebody in an airport is such a strong idea that it like defies all laws. Anyone who's remotely your age, like, you just notice them immediately.
Right. It's just like it's the awareness. I wouldn't call it tension. It's awareness.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a 9. But he wears super tight pants and no-show socks.
5.5.
5, yeah.
I just don't think I could, like, be, like, attracted to that.
I don't know what's worse is the super tight, like, I'm talking super tight.
Yeah.
Like, they're super tight. The no-show
consistently
socks.
Consistently super tight jeans.
And like, consistently it's not an no-show accident. Socks.
It's not, like, a sporty thing. It's, yeah.
An accident?
Like, maybe you just, like, kind of outgrew a pair and you, like, accidentally put them on that day.
Right.
And, but like, it's like that's their style. Like, there's like a sporty joggers, like a sporty like running pant.
But I interpret this as like tight pants aren't bad. Mm. But if they are too tight for you, then they are.
He's a 10, but he vapes. 2.
0.
Yeah, honestly. 0. Yeah.
0.
Yeah. I just don't get it. 0. Like, to me, that's different. Like, I would have a stronger opinion about that than like smoking weed or something like that. Because with vaping, I'm like, I just don't get it. It's like it's like disrespect to yourself to do that.
Right.
Person. And like, I know that at the end of the day, like, it is an addictive thing, and like, some people that do it don't want to do it. So I take this more as like somebody who vapes and like loves the fact that they vape.
And like, makes it
their personality
trait.
A lot of people like
trait.
Love the fact that they vape. If he vapes and he doesn't want to vape, but like, unfortunately is like struggling with like an addiction to it, that's a
completely
different
story.
That's a different story. Then we're a little bit more sympathetic. But if it's like I vape, it's a 0.
0. That's also like the personality difference. Mm. It's not going to work. Okay.
He's a 6, but he brags about doing cocaine.
He's a 3. Mm. Stop bragging and calm down.
And chill.
He's a 10, but he thinks hot girl walks are stupid. 3.
Yeah, 3, because like, what is it about them? Like, want her to be happy?
Right. Tell me you're insecure. Just say that.
You if don't he's want not her knowing, to like have a moment by herself?
If he's not attending some of your hot girl walks, like,
And he's not like respecting your personal hot girl walks because they make you a better person.
I've never seen a confident, secure, viable option of a man not enjoy hot girl walks.
They haven't. They do them themselves. The tens go on their
own. The tens go on, like, he's a 9, but he doesn't work out at all. He's a 6. And I say that because personality-wise, it's not going to mesh. Like, if you're not into...
Lifestyle-wise.
Lifestyle-wise, it's not going to mesh. Number one, I would dock points because is it, like, a health thing, right? Like, do you take care of yourself?
Yeah.
And are you into taking care of yourself? That's where my mind goes with that. And also, lifestyle... compatibility, it's not gonna work, which is why I would lower it.
Yeah. I have one that's like a little bit on the opposite where it's he's a 6, but he's a gym rat. And I would actually say that does not add points for me.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. Because I don't want a gym rat. I want someone who just like takes care of their health. And I think people like, and I know some people like do like the gym rat type, but I think a lot of people assume that because I like fitness and because I talk so much about fitness that I would like love a gym rat, and I'm like honestly most of the time I'm unattracted to that. I don't want someone because... who's an obsessive crazy gym rat and doesn't do anything else. I want someone who just like enjoys living healthily.
Right. And you can be a mild gym rat and still have balanced other areas of your life, right? Yeah. But the number of times people have been like, because obviously people know like we work out and lift and value that and like aren't to the gym ourselves, the number of times that people will open a conversation or put their best foot forward by acting like the biggest gym rat in the world when it's like clearly a facade or embellished a little bit is so uncomfortable. And it happens so frequently.
Or even when it like is their whole personality and their whole life, that docks points for me. It because quite you can't honestly do anything else. Is unattractive to me when someone is so over-the-top gym rat-esque that there's nothing else. I'm like, come at me with your ambition and your personality and your other passions, and then also you value your health and you like work out consistently, then that's a plus. But if you're just like gym rat,
right.
That it docks points for me. Because I also like don't like to identify with like gym rat myself, even though like I gym work culture. Out almost every day of my life. I find myself like very kind of separate from the typical gym rat culture where it's like I like to lift heavy and I like to do that, but I like to do it just like for myself and for my own well-being and for my own enjoyment, not because I'm like gym rat. Anyways,
right. Oh, here's one. He's a 5, but he goes on hot girl walks with you.
8.
He's an 8.
I love a walk and talk.
I am a hoe for a walk and talk.
Like, wine and dine me, plan a fun date, do all of that. But, like, you want to just, like, casually meet up and, like, go for a walk and talk? That's good. That means a lot. That means that it, like, doesn't have to be, like, a setting or a planned thing. Like, if you can just go for a walk and talk and have the best time with someone... that's, like, a good connection and a good relationship.
Right.
So if that's the
case... I will always be the first to suggest, like, a coffee walk.
A walk in the park, like Boston. Let's go for a walk by the water and a walk by the park.
Exactly.
If you can do that, we vibe.
Okay. He's a 6, but he can jet ski. He stays a 6. I can jet ski.
Yeah, what do you mean can
jet ski? Anyone can jet ski. Like, jet skiing is not that difficult. So what else are you bringing to the table? Right? Because I can if you want to, like, hop on the back, I can steer.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Someone said he's a 6, but he's the one driving the boat. I would put that 8. One up to a 7. Okay.
8. But that's also, different than the I can drive a boat. So what are you bringing to the table?
But at the same time, it's like, okay, he's taking you out on a boating trip and, like, he's driving the boat. I would add a point for that.
Yeah, I would bump it up to an 8.
That's because, definitely like, a good situation.
Right. Because also, I would be the one by the steering wheel. Right?
Especially if there's, like, a group on the boat and he's, like, cool and confident, like, driving the boat. Exactly. Like, in that position. That's attractive for sure.
As the, like, I always end up being the driver of the group or of the two of us. So, like, that is appealing to me. Ooh. He's an 8 but doesn't take care of himself. Examples. Bad eating, bad hygiene, etc.
2. Because it's like, okay,
so do you know how to exist as a human?
Genetically, like, we're born as an 8 because
and you did nothing about it.
Don't take care of yourself. not even just in like a physical way, but it's like if you're an eight but you don't take care of yourself at all, then like what are the redeeming qualities? You're clearly only an eight based on like the genetics that you were born with.
Right. You bring nothing to the table. If you don't know how to exist, if you don't know how to exist and function as a human in your own life, like that's your life. Yeah. What are you doing with it? You're down.
Yeah.
Knocked points. Here, yeah. Someone said a lot of...
Like, everyone's got to have, like, one thing that they do, like, good for themselves, right? Like, even if it's not, like, they lift and they work out, like, you still eat well.
Keep your room
you're
clean.
You're on a good schedule. You know how to clean.
Make
you
your bed.
You have ambition. You have a hobby. Like, you got to have something taking care of yourself and keeping yourself
Men these
together.
Days don't know how to make their beds, and it's atrocious. A lot of people have said things along these lines. He's a 10, but he says, wow, you eat a lot. Or he comments on what you eat. Zero.
Yeah.
Zero, because shut up. And if I swear to God, if someone said something, commented negatively about the way I eat, I would shrivel up
to them
and I would want to pass away on the spot.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, that would get me more than like if you cheated on me. Or if you like... No, that is like, so rude and because, disrespectful.
Yeah, and you want to be in a relationship where you're comfortable. Like, I want to be with someone I'm going to go out to all-you-can-eat sushi and, like, pound sushi with and, like, feel so good about that. You know what I mean? Or, like,
right.
Cook with and, like really, like, eat food with. You don't want to feel like you're having to, like, live your normal life with your normal habits, like, outside of that with fear of judgment from them. Like, right. You should be able to... Eat the way you eat and live the way you live with somebody comfortably. But if anyone says that to you, like,
oh, this is an interesting one. Okay, wait, this is interesting, I think, for this podcast. He's a 9, but his whole personality is based off of self-help books. 6.
Whole personality.
Yeah. We're talking, like, entire personality.
I think there could be, like, a good tasteful amount that could bring it up.
I would say, like, 25% is maybe the max of the amount of personality that can come from self-help books.
Yeah, so wait, what did it start as? A 9?
A 9.
Yeah, I would say 7, because, I mean, that is, like, a good thing to some extent, but if that's your whole personality and you're just, like, quoting self-help books...
You're just regurgitating.
Yeah, it's more,
number
like,
one,
talk
that
and not
also,
action, right?
That also shows me that you read the books. Like, anyone can read the books and remember what they said, but, like, go do it and stop talking about it, because if you're still talking about it, then you haven't actually put it into practice yet.
Yeah. Show me that you're journaling. Show me that you're manifesting. Show me that you're, like, taking your cold showers in the morning. I don't know. But more, I think with everything, less talk, more action. Show, don't tell.
It's giving show, don't tell.
It's giving show, don't tell.
He's a 10, but he treats girls like objects. 0.
Oh, 0. He's a 7, but he understands consent.
9.
Like, that shouldn't have to be a 9. Thing, but the bar's on the floor.
The bar's on the floor. He's a 5, but he's comfortable in his masculinity. 7.5.
Oh, yeah.
8.
Or just, like, comfortable in himself.
Comfortable
in
yourself, like, skyrocket.
Yeah, 5 to 7.5 is a good one for that. He's a 9, but he lives with his parents.
How old are you?
That's what I'm thinking. I think it's super situational.
That changes based on age, yeah.
How, okay, so here's the, like,
like, if you're in high school, obviously we're not...
Yeah.
Right?
But if, honestly, I feel like if you're just post-grad and, like, you're doing your thing, like, you're working a job and, like, conveniently your job is near where your parents live and, like,
right.
You can commute, honestly, like, save your money if you're still, like, living the rest of your life well-rounded, but you just, like, happen to...
I think that's so situational.
Yeah.
And based on age and based on, like, where do they live?
Yeah.
Like, if they live in New York City and your job is in New York City, like,
stay with your parents.
Stay with them. Don't waste your money on rent. Yeah. Like, save a couple $1,000s a month, right?
Yeah.
But if you're purposefully moving home to move home, then that's where I'd be like, can you live on your own, maybe?
Exactly.
They're 7, but they sneeze with their eyes open.
That's not possible.
But they somehow they do. Like, they...
Then 9. Because they're, like, defying laws. Like, they have a secret talent. Because that's impossible.
Yeah, but that's scary.
You're supposed to, if you sneeze with your eyes open, your eyes, like, come out of your head or something. I don't know if that's true, but I read that somewhere. So I feel like, I don't know. you might like get something out of that because they
don't
like,
quote her like that. That's so
I don't
unfounded
think it's true.
Right like, now. Like she may have been making that
next
up.
Time you sneeze, try to do it.
Don't do that if your eyes are gonna fall
no,
out.
No,
maybe
because
that's
you're not
advise
gonna be able
people to do that.
The point is that you're like not gonna be able to. Like it's I think like physically okay. impossible. He's a 10, but he picks his toenails during movie nights.
2. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's just gross.
Number
and like,
one,
not
like, why are your
you.
Feet out once again?
Once again, put socks on.
Put socks on. It's disgusting. Put those away. They're an 8, but they aren't curious about your personal lifestyle or your interests.
Ew.
5. 4.
4.
3.
They're,
that's
they
horrendous.
Start
yeah.
as an 8 and
they
just
start
don't
as an
care
8.
At all. No, 3. Yeah,
3.
3.
3. Yeah. That's not good.
No.
That's like the one thing that could that's, save, that could take a 0 front to a 10.
No, yeah.
Is like being actually genuinely interested in you.
Yeah. That's like what you want of a person
right.
baseline.
That's like rule number one.
Yeah. Okay, wait, that made me think of like he's a 6, but he's not into you.
8.
Right. It goes up. But he's a 6, but he's really into you and
2.
Will like do anything
2.
To you. And why is that the way that it is?
Well, okay.
Because it's a psychological thing because you want to believe that you're good enough for a 6 to like you. So then if they don't, you're like, oh, they gotta like me. But then if they do, it's almost like, okay, and? Like, as you should. So then you just, you know what I mean? It's like a psychological thing where it becomes
well, yeah,
less, I think,
yeah.
about the person and more about the game of it. When
right.
it's like that in between.
Well, also, if someone comes in liking me, is like way into me before I've even had a chance to like think about it, then I'm like, that's a lot and I can't handle that right now. And I will be immediately turned off to it. That's like my thought process of the 6 to 3.
Mm.
If someone's super into you.
Yeah, if they just
like,
come
I'm
at an, you
I
out
need,
of nowhere.
I need time and space initially.
A 6 could be a
to
good,
get it
like,
comfortable.
Like, start as friends and get really comfortable, and then you see a lot of qualities that actually make them more than a 6 kind of
right.
thing.
Right, but it's not, like, 0 to 100 real quick.
But if they come
one.
Out of nowhere,
yeah,
yeah, then that's harder. He's a 10, but he calls his mom mommy. I don't hate it.
7.
8. I don't hate it.
If it's not
it depends
weird.
On, like, yeah. It, I
if it's
like,
not, it depends on his relationship with his mom.
That's what
if
I was
if they have,
gonna
a, like,
say.
A good, normal healthy relationship, then it's a 7.
And he just happens
but
to
but if
call
it's
her
like
mommy.
A weirdly close, like strange
relationship,
then it's like
and he
I'm
acts
really
like
uncomfortable
a child.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's lower.
He's a 9, but gets mad when you like other guys' pictures on Instagram. 3.
Yeah, have some security.
Have some security.
Yourself.
Like,
sorry.
Have some self respect.
He's a 10, but he doesn't believe in mental health.
He doesn't,
but
I'm sorry,
what do you
he doesn't
mean you
believe,
don't
believe
in it.
It? That's a 2.
Like, have you never felt bad ever?
I don't think you've been living life properly because you're supposed to feel the things.
Yeah, and I think, like, if someone's saying he doesn't believe in mental health...
That's not, like that's not something you opt into.
He's, like, maybe putting down somebody who, like, is speaking about their mental health or something. So I just think that, like, you cannot stay a 10 after that.
That's a rough one. Mm. Sorry to whoever wrote that one.
Yeah.
He's a 6, but he goes on hawker walks with you. Guys, I'm telling you, the girls want you to go on walks
yeah,
with them.
Yeah, that's what we're getting
they want
this.
You to go on the walks.
Okay, maybe, okay, so we've done a lot now. I feel like we should round it up for any guys listening. Or for
so
any
true.
Girls who just want to present this information, like, to a boyfriend or something. And also, like,
or
up and
people,
said in the
if
beginning,
you
want to,
like, participate in a little... relationship that other people are going to be interested in. Take notes.
Yes. Go on the hawker walk with them. Have some aspirations and motivation.
Make your bed and have some hygiene.
So true. Care about your health a respectful amount without being, like, gym rat obsessiveness, at least in my opinion. Believe in mental health.
Believe in mental health.
Believe in mental health. Put the dogs away.
Put your feet away and do not wear flip-flops. Not in this household. And that's pretty much...
Don't vape and think you're cool because you vape.
Right.
Drive a moped... But only if it's, like, an accessory.
And those are the Girls with Goals tips to being in a good relationship. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you played along or have any thought-provoking comments or feelings on any of these, let us know at Girls with Goals Pod, Instagram, TikTok, at Anne Catherine Kineen on Instagram and TikTok, at Caroline Kineen on Instagram and TikTok. Those will also all be linked below. If you guys are new here, then... welcome to the first episode. And we'll see you guys on
Monday. Bye.